Welcome to PTW Office Hours, where we invite authors, writers, publishing professionals to have casual conversations around craft. Grab your journal, a cup of tea or coffee, and get ready to take notes. This is PTW Office Hours, brought to you by Permission to Write. Hey, it's another week in words, and I'm here to help you navigate through it as your host. I'm Ashley M. Coleman, and excited about another episode of the PTW Office Hours podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed the series so far with great interviews, solo pods, and highlighting some news in the publishing world. Our season one will be coming to an end this winter with episode 30, and we'll be prepping for season two in 2024. But don't worry, we have about three more episodes to go before that. I know at times I am screaming out here into the void, but let me know what you would be interested in hearing the podcast cover. I know we'll have some great author interviews lined up, but I'd love to know what other topics you might be interested in exploring. Tweet me, send a carrier pigeon, however you want to get the message to me. Of course, we'll be doing our own production and prep as well, but we'd love to hear from you as listeners. And also, I haven't said this in a while, but it would be great if you are listening to the pod, if you like, rate, or subscribe on the podcast. Those small things mean a lot for discovery. And if you've been enjoying the podcast, why wouldn't you want to go and tell someone? And I know a lot of you hit me up saying you listen to the pod. So make sure to go like, rate, review, subscribe to the podcast. And I thank you in advance for the support. So getting into this week in publishing, the National Book Awards is in the news based on sponsors pulling out due to what may or may not happen on the stage at the time of this recording. So you are going to hear this later, but of course, the day that I'm recording is actually the National Book Awards is happening in NYC, which is essentially the Oscars. I've seen it described as the book of the book world. And so it's interesting how polarizing of a topic the conflict in Israel and Gaza seems to be, where it seems hard for either side to see the humanity in the other. But it is very tricky when we start to get into the idea of censorship and where disagreement means that we're on the wrong side of history, so to speak. So it's a scary time, honestly. I'll, of course, link to the article in the show notes for you to check out and read what's going on for yourself. Also, Time released their 100 must-read books for 2023. It is an extensive list, of course, chronicling some of the biggest books that we've seen this year, from Harry's memoir to Yellow Face and all the other really popular books that essentially are in the front of the Barnes & Noble store, have made their way to Time's 100 must-read books for 2023. I'll also link to that in the show notes as well for you to check out. And then this is more kind of on the social media scene. I feel like Goodreads has the net in a buzz based on the lack of diversity in their Choice Awards, where the voting just opened up. In case 2020 confused you, publishing is still so white. As we see in a lot of the categories, I think I specifically saw how there was a lack of diversity in the romance category. I did not venture into the rest of the categories, but I'm sure it was much of the same. So that is our week in publishing. But getting into our topic, I wanted to talk about memoirs this week. It's one of my favorite nonfiction genres, I think because they tend to have a little more razzle-dazzle. You know, it's important to read business and self-help books, but I love witnessing the personal journey in memoir. It gives us a glimpse into a period of time and how it can kind of equal the playing field in writing, which we'll get into. Like, I don't feel like you have to be a celebrity necessarily to write a great memoir. Just for clarity, memoir is not to be conflated with an autobiography. That runs down the life of a person from start to finish. But what I believe is captivating about a memoir is that it typically centers a very important part of someone's life. There may be some backstory, yes, but it should kind of rally around a standout moment for that person. And so fall has certainly been memoir city out here in the literary streets. From the likes of Jada Pinkett, Kerry Washington, Britney Spears, online personalities like Nicole Walters, There have been so many memoirs released this season. I imagine that if you are bookish, you might be getting one for Christmas. I haven't gotten to those quite yet. I have a very extensive to-be-read cart that is begging me to read what's on it. So I haven't really been trying to buy a lot of new books. But I did want to talk about some of my favorite memoirs so far and the couple that are kind of sitting on my to-be-read list. So I've told anyone who will listen about How We Fight for Our Lives by Saeed Jones, a poet, podcaster, and online personality. I came across Saeed on Twitter and had no real expectations of the memoir, but quickly became a fan. The book centers growing up as a gay Black man from the South and the grief of losing his mother. It doesn't get more important than that for a time to chronicle as a writer. And what really stood out to me was the vignette of the work. Each chapter is like a slice of the bigger picture. Also, poets are absolutely the best of us, so there's that. I think I saw a quote recently that said, novelists are just failed poets, and that might be true. Because every time I read a book from a poet, I'm just in awe of their command of language. And so it was the quality of the writing that inspired me to no end, and I want to write that well when I grow up, okay? It is artful how Jones weaves his own coming of age, so to speak, into this massive loss and the turmoil that tends to follow losing our loved ones. It is just a masterclass in captivating an audience that may or may not know you, because the storytelling and prose is just that, girl. Two other sleepers that I really enjoyed without knowing too much about the authors initially were Soil, The Story of a Black Mother's Garden by Camille T. Dungy, and The Heartbreak Years by Minda Honey, whom we interviewed on the podcast. Be sure to go back and check out that lovely episode where we heard from Minda herself. In Soil, Dungy chronicles her time in moving to a predominantly white neighborhood in Colorado. In this seven-year span, Dungy works at her magnificent garden. There was so much to think about in this book, from Black people's connection to the land and horticulture to the restrictive nature of HOA. I learned about the ecosystem of plants and how much they can thrive from one another, which has so many metaphors to society overall, and its need to be diverse being the only way that it will survive. I didn't anticipate that reading so deeply about plants would feel so moving, but Dungy absolutely did that in this memoir in such an engaging way. Totally switching gears was in The Heartbreak Years, Minda Honey's memoir. It read like a novel. The book centered her 20s after a major breakup from her high school sweetheart and all the foolery that occurred after. I mean, it was a totally different experience than my own 20s. I mean, we all partied, but there were just a lot more F-boys in this story. Honey explores the idea of breaking the mold of our fantasy of love and starting to question what that even means for our lives, that maybe love will come in different forms than we may have anticipated. And in addition to this personal story, there are undercurrents of the political state at that time, with Obama in office, the real effects of colorism, problems with consent, and much more that gives the book this additional depth outside of just the chronicles of being a 20-something and navigating the heartbreak years after such a monumental breakup from this relationship. And she also, at the end of that, mentioned that she wants to see a millennial waiting to exhale. And I got to say, I will sign up for that. And if someone wants to pay me to write it, I would. Now, one of my favorite memoirs is definitely from a celeb, and it was Will. I had the opportunity to go see Will Smith's book talk here in LA, and I devoured the book. I think Will had all the elements of humor, vulnerability, and life insight. There's a shared kinship there, as Will is also from Philly. His impressions of Charlie Mack were spot on, even in written form. And reading the book also helps you to realize that Jada is not quite the villain the press seems to want to make her out to be. That Oscar night, I kept thinking, did y'all read the book? Because if so, All this is tracking, but I digress. It was simply a great read, and I heard that the audio version was just as entertaining. And so while I've ventured into the ebook world, especially when it comes to this podcast and being given digital arcs to read things in advance, listening to audiobooks hasn't quite clicked for me yet. But if it's your jam, a lot of folks recommended the audio version of Will Smith's memoir, which I am sure is far even above the bar of entertaining, because his personality really shined through in the written version of the book as well. And so, of course, there were other juggernauts like Becoming by the only first lady we acknowledge, Michelle Obama. And so, I mean, everyone was anticipating that one, which I did enjoy as well. It reminded me of the pride we all felt when Obama won the seat at the ultimate table. Just their poise and what it was like to feel like there was competent people in office. And so, of course, no administration is perfect, but that is a piece of history that will stay with me pretty much forever. I remember being in my apartment with two of my good friends from college and hearing the cheers and the screams from the street down below. It was a treat to revisit that time through the lens of the woman who was standing right beside Obama. And for context, that book is at about 14 million sold. Meanwhile, most authors struggle to sell like 200 books. So in case you wanted to question writing as a career like I do daily, I just wanted to share that tidbit. In either case, I have some memoirs awaiting me that include How to Say Babylon by Sophia St. Clair. That has kind of been all over the news. What a way for Donla Davis to reintroduce 37 Inc. back into the world, okay? The book has received all kinds of praise, acclaim, and all the jazz that one could hope for in a debut. It also was included on that Time 100 Best Reads of 2023. So I'm looking forward to it because of all the praise that it has received, but I haven't read it yet. I'm also intrigued by Nothing Is Missing by Nicole Walters. Since I followed her since her Periscope days. Periscope, anyone? Like, do we remember that? So I'll definitely be checking that out once I'm off my only necessary book buying freeze. And so the question here is, right, as we conclude our conversation around memoir is, are y'all picking up Worthy? That's Jada Pinkett's memoir. I keep eyeing it in Target, but the actual writing reviews have not been great. And it is too thick of a book not to be a good read. I may get around to it at some point. Not because I have any vendetta around Jada, because I don't really see her the same way other people seem to. But again, a lot of pages if it ain't going to be hitting. And I just have been getting some mixed feedback from folks that have actually read the book. So anywho, what are some of your favorite memoirs? Is it a genre that you're into at all? Make sure you tweet us or hit us on Instagram under our post about the episode. We're at Perm to Write on Twitter and at Permission to Write on Instagram. One day I may make those the same, but darn that Twitter / X, whoever with their character limit, which makes us have two different handles on Twitter and Instagram. But that's it. That's all I got. I will see you next time. Remember, there are 3 more episodes this season, and we'll be back at them in 2024. All right, see y'all soon. Thank you for listening to PTW Office Hours. We hope you got something out of the conversation. You can follow us on Instagram at Permission to Write, on Twitter at Perm to Write, and stay up to date through our website, permissiontowrite.com. Join our community that works to amplify and cultivate the voices of Black writers and writers of color.